Cairns, Triple M Brekkie with Tammy and JB. Tammy, a lot of information about new laws coming out in regards to youth crime. Obviously, a huge problem here in the Cairns region. Well, regional Australia, a fair bit copping it when it comes to youth crime.
And absolutely.
I'd say the overall feeling, we're sick of it. We're dead set sick of it. So to see some sort of changes in the laws themselves is a positive. And to talk a bit about it this morning, we have opposition leader, state opposition leader, David Crisafulli. Good morning, mate. How are you doing?
Good morning to you guys. Thank you for having me.
David, thank you so much for joining us. We know that you spend a lot of time in North Queensland, and you would know that people are fed up and we want action and we want to see things being done.
Spot on, Tammy. I was born in Ingham, raised in the north, but I've never seen it like this. And you talk about the level of frustration, and you're right, it's across Queensland, but it's hard to find a community that's been more impacted than Cairns in the far north. And you can put a pin back in time to when the Act was watered down in 2015, and it was one of the first things the government did when it came to office. They watered down the laws, and on the back of it, you got a generation of repeat hardcore young offenders who just think that they have more rights than the rights of the victim. So we've had a small step forward, and I want to thank every one of your listeners, particularly the people of Cairns and Townsville, were the two cities that early on went and went hard. And we pushed really hard for breach of bail to be an offence, because at the moment there is no penalties for a young person breaching their bail conditions. For 2 years we got slapped down and mocked, but finally we got a win at the 11th hour. Now that's the first step, a very, very small step, but it's the first step. But we got a long way to go. Got a long way to go if we want to make the North and Queensland safe again.
Well, David, if that's the first step, what do you say the second step is?
There's three more steps. One is consequences for action. So you've got to change the Youth Justice Act to put the rights of the victim ahead of the perpetrator. The second is unshackling the judiciary. Now, there's a clause at the moment in the Youth Justice Act that says detention must be a last resort. Now, that's absurd. That's effectively handcuffing the magistrates to say, I can't give a custodial sentence to this young person because detention must be a last resort. And the third is gold standard early intervention. And we wrote to the Auditor General and said, the government's spending a bucket load on these programs, but no one knows what works, what doesn't. And clearly we got an issue with repeat offenders. So it's gone from 10% to 17% of kids that are just hardcore time and time again. We want to have the best early intervention programs, because at the moment you've got two issues. You've got to deal with the here and now, where you've got young kids carrying knives standing at someone's front door. You've got people ramming police cars like it's a game of Grand Theft Auto. But at the other end of the spectrum, you've got this pipeline of young kids who for 8 years have been looking at saying, well, there's no consequences for my bad behaviour. You've got to turn them around early. You've got to give them help. You've got to give them hope before they're carrying a knife, before they're ramming that car. And if we can do that at both ends of the spectrum, we can fix what is an epidemic that is just roaring through the communities.
David, I was born and raised in Cairns. I moved away for a long time. I've been back for 13 years now. I've never seen it like this. It infuriates me. I saw a situation on one of the Facebook Cairns crime pages. A young single mother had a three-year-old baby in this bed with her. She woke up to a young criminal in her room trying to go through and steal what was beside her bed. She pretended she was asleep. It is not good enough. This is continuing to happen. We need to see change.
Tammy, I'm going to make a couple of points. I was at an event the other night, and there was a couple of people talking, and the first person said, I've got a pretty nice car, so I know I'm a target. So I sleep with my keys under my pillow. Oh. And the next person said, no, don't do that. We leave ours at the front door because I don't want them coming in and going through. My daughter's bedroom's the first on the left, and I don't want them going through. Like, how have we reached the point in Queensland where we can be having those bloody conversations? That's not a conversation. The conversation should be people should know that if they're breaking into someone's home, there's going to be consequences. But instead, you're having grown-ups talking about where to leave the keys. And you mentioned about your story there. Well, that young woman will never be the same in that house. Her kids won't ever be the same in that house. And I'll be back in Cairns next week. I'm coming up again. And the last time I was there, I met a young woman called Lauren who told me her story. She got a car pinched, got smashed, finally got it back, and then someone ran into her coming up the wrong way of a street and rammed into her. Both times they were young offenders. So she was up for $500 for the excess each time. Her premium's then gone from $80 to $118. So whack, every month there's a financial cost. So you feel less safe in your house, you got less money to do things, you got all the rigmarole with getting another car, having to get an Uber or a taxi. Look, there are consequences for being weak, and we've got to fix it.
It seems like the victims are more scared to react and protect ourselves than the criminals are to do the actual criminal offence. Now, these laws, they're coming into effect as of today, which I guess, as you said, it's the first step. Are we going to see an immediate difference, do you think, with these breach of bail laws?
JB, my style has always been, I'll never stand in the way of anything that's even a small step forward. I don't want to be that guy, the opposition leader, who always opposes. And that's why we put forward our suggestions. We always remain positive. I just think that this is such a very small step. There's a lot more to go, and the government thinks, you know, this is job done. The last time we were here 2 years ago and they rushed a plan in, one of the things they said is, we're going to have GPS trackers. And we looked at the legislation and said, but this can't work, because one of the reasons that someone won't get fitted with these trackers is because they don't want to wear one. Like, that is honestly one of the reasons why someone can choose not to have a GPS tracker.
Because they don't feel like wearing one.
Yeah, like it's a fashion accessory. So fast forward 2 years and you've had 8 kids fitted with one, and you know, and yet here we are again. They're talking about it as another range of these policies. So, look, I want to be positive and I want some change. But I can promise every one of your listeners, we're not going away on this. This is personal for me. And we're going to keep the blowtorch on the government. And I can assure you, next year, come election time, they are going to know where we stand. And I will never walk away from this. We are serious about having safe communities. And it's something that's in my DNA and something in the DNA of the LNP.
Yeah, well, progress, at least that's something. Have one final one for you, mate. And this is something really dear to my heart. I want to know, what are you doing as the opposition leader to stop goats from attacking people at farm visits?
I'm getting people to move. So there was one guy who was a victim from Bundaberg, and I got him to move to Cairns. And on the back of it, the world is a much safer place.
Just to explain to everyone, I got bit on the backside by a goat. David Crisafulli was there who filmed it. Thank you so much, State Opposition Leader David Crisafulli, for your time this morning. We'll see you up here in Cairns in a couple of weeks.
I still have the vision. If anyone's interested, jump on TikTok. I'll post it shortly. Stand by.
That's the end of that conversation.
Thanks for your time.
Triple M.